It's the Disneyland with Kids podcast, bringing you travel tips, park tidbits, and the best Southern California travel deals. Boys and girls of every age, do you want to hear something strange? That's what we're talking about on today's episode of the Disneyland with Kids podcast. I'm Becca from This Crazy Adventure Called Life.
And I'm Jessica from The Happiest Blog on Earth.
All right, Jessica, do you know what that opening line was referring to?
I have an idea. And I think it is from the voice of Jack Skellington. Is that right?
It's not Jack's voice. Okay. It's the opening to the This Is Halloween song, which opens The Nightmare Before Christmas. So that's what we're talking about today. But we're talking about how it's in the parks almost half the year and how it feels like. Right. We are talking about the Haunted Mansion holiday. And I thought, what better time? We're coming towards the end of Halloween time and moving into Christmas. So let's talk about what happens when two holidays collide and take over the spooky home in New Orleans Square. Jessica, let's talk about the Haunted Mansion holiday. Can you give a little bit of info just about what it is in general?
So Jack Skellington and his friends from The Nightmare Before Christmas have taken over the Haunted Mansion. They've decorated it. They've brought all their friends and it really comes to life. It's colorful. It's animated. It's a lot of fun. And they also bring us treats, sort of.
Yes, kind of. They're kind of treats. If you haven't seen The Nightmare Before Christmas, it's definitely something you may want to watch, but you can still enjoy this ride, even if you have not seen it. So I wanted to talk about it today. So every year for the last 22 years,
wow,
they have done the Haunted Mansion holiday, which they turn it over to Jack Skellington's friends. It's easy for me to remember how long they have done this because the first one was actually the year I got married. I got married in October and we honeymooned in Disneyland and we saw the first ever version of the Haunted Mansion holiday.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so it was really cool. And if you don't know The Nightmare Before Christmas, it is a Tim Burton film and he has a very distinct style. Obviously, it is claymation. And he actually came in the first time they did this to help direct and bring to life this vision of the Haunted Mansion holiday. The Haunted Mansion holiday is basically taking from the storyline where Jack Skellington, he's kind of bored with just doing Halloween and he wanders into Christmastown, right? So he decides he's going to take over Christmas. So it follows that storyline a little bit as you go through the Haunted Mansion and you'll see Halloween mixed with Christmas all the way throughout. And it's a lot of fun. And one reason that we like the Haunted Mansion holiday is because a lot of times kids tend to find it a little less spooky than they do the original version of the Haunted Mansion holiday. Do you agree with that, Jessica? Or are you?
Yeah, I totally agree, especially if they have seen the movie, because Jack and Sally, those characters are really relatable and likable to the kids. Yes. So it's fun to see them on a ride at Disneyland.
It is. And the one thing I will say is while it is tends to be less spooky, I will say at night, I've been with kids before that have felt that that is pretty spooky because it does have jack-o'-lanterns mm-hmm. all outside lit up. And so sometimes that spooks kids out a little. But it's spooky at night normally anyways right. because of the lighting. But just know that if it's their first time, if they've always been scared of Haunted Mansion, or if you're worried they might be scared of Haunted Mansion, definitely try it during the day first. So let's talk about how they've changed up the Haunted Mansion and when you can see the Haunted Mansion holiday. So it goes down every year in mid-August and it reopens when Halloween kicks off. So lately that has been the Friday before Labor Day. And then it stays open through the holidays because it's, you know, Christmas and Halloween. And then some years they've kept it open until like late January. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what they'll do this year because after this year of Haunted Mansion Holiday, we know there's going to be an expansion. So we don't know if they'll keep it open longer and then close it for a while. We don't know. But you can see it any of those times. But let's talk about that. This is probably the most popular time for the Haunted Mansion, right, Jessica? Like,
really, there are popular. Some
cult fans here mm-hmm. that will come, and you will often see the wait times be really high. So definitely either try to strategically, like as you're going, start watching what the wait times are throughout the day, the days leading up, or we suggest that you purchase Genie Plus because it is one of the rides that offers Lightning Lane. So you can get access to a shorter wait time. Now, I will say with Lightning Lane, though, sometimes I still come back to quite a long line at the Haunted Mansion regular, and especially and also for the holiday version. So don't expect that it's going to necessarily be walk on.
Right.
Let's talk about some of the things that you will see inside of the Haunted Mansion holiday. And the first that is a change is in the stretching room. So Jessica, we know in the stretching room, there's these paintings that stretch. And usually it has like the people that are out in the cemetery and their stories of their demise. But that's not what we see in the Haunted Mansion holiday. What do we see there?
It's a lot more brightly colored. And we see some of the characters from the film. And it's just a lot more lively to this deathly place.
Yes, it is. And another thing that we get to see is there's a special projection on the roof of the stretching room, the ceiling of the stretching room. So definitely look up at the end. I will warn that just like in the regular times, you do get some people that will scream when the ceiling projections start. It's just kind of a tradition for some people. So if you have kids that don't like to hear loud screams, you may want to cover their ears at that point. Okay. So we go in, we get in our doom buggies, and there's like Merry Christmas that changes to Scary Christmas at the loading area. And you go through and you start to see all these different touches. Now there is one character that you see throughout the ride, and it's also in the stretching room. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but I have kids that this is something they noticed. And it is this like psycho, scary teddy bear style figure.
Okay.
And so a while ago, they had this special on the Disney Channel, and now it's on Disney Plus, I'm sure, about, you know, Halloween, setting up for Halloween. Mm-hmm. And they talked about this, right? And they said how this character leads you through the story. Just like, and you may not have noticed it in the regular Haunted Mansion, there is a raven or crow that leads you through the story and is in almost every scene.
Okay.
So this teddy bear, he will be in a lot of the scenes throughout. He's in there with Madame Leota. He's in on top of the casket where the guy's going, let me out, let me out. And he's in the tree biting the wire before you go into the final graveyard scene. Oh, so boy. He's throughout that ride. Another big part, though, of the Haunted Mansion holiday that we have to talk about is in the ballroom. And what is that, Jessica?
The gingerbread house.
Yes, the gingerbread house. So you go into the ballroom scene, and of course it's been made over for a holiday party or whatever. And there's a giant gingerbread house on the table. And it makes the whole area smell like gingerbread, and it smells so good. It is real gingerbread. Every year they make a different theme. And so I wanted to talk about some of the most recent ones. In 2021, this is the first year it was reopened after the closure. That was their 20th anniversary of the Haunted Mansion holiday. And they had the, I believe this is still the record for the tallest at 13 feet tall. Mm-hmm. And this year they had a little piece, something that represented every single year
right.
of the Haunted Mansion holiday. And they even had something for 2020 when they were closed. They had like an X or something.
Oh, yeah.
Because, and you can still find, and I'll link this down below on the Disney Parks blog, the article about that gingerbread house that points out all the different years and what they had. And then in 2022, they had Lock, Shock, and Barrel, which are Oogie Boogie's boys in the movie.
Okay.
And they were using a guillotine to cut pieces of gingerbread or cake or something like that.
It was so cute.
So this year, you and I were there opening day, and we got to see the gingerbread house. Do you know what this one is called?
I am so lost on this one, and I wish that I looked it up before because I don't know anything about it. And I was like, wah, wah. So tell us so that when people go, and I'll be going again soon, that I can actually appreciate this gingerbread creation.
Okay, I will do that. First off, they did not, as of yet, put out something on the Disney Parks blog. So this all there comes from a reel / TikTok that Disney Parks put out explaining this. So it is the Von Ginger cake. The ghost that is in it is Von Ginger and has a very creepy smile, kind of. It is 11 feet tall, so still huge. It is 6 feet wide. Mm-hmm. And it has over 300 pounds of gingerbread.
Oh, boy. That's amazing.
It is crazy. I would love to be in there and watch them assemble, like bring in, because I know they bring it in pieces. That would be.
Why are you stealing my wish? Can we wish together?
Yes, we can. And the last thing with Von Ginger is Von Ginger is the name of the ghost, I'm guessing. It was not 100% clear from them. Okay. But he's holding a fruitcake that he wants to share with you. But it is obvious that Oogie Boogie has been around this fruitcake because it has Oogie Boogie's bugs crawling and coming in and out of
it. But if you do want a piece of that, there is an Oogie Boogie churro. So that's like your closest thing. And that's going to be around just for Halloween time. So you're going to want to get that before November.
Definitely. Okay. And so then the other thing I wanted to talk about was the attic scene. So normally we have the attic where this is where the bride has all her ex-husbands that she's, you know, beheaded or whatever. And you go through that story. But here it's more like where they're prepping the gifts for Christmas, right? One really cool tidbit, and there's lots of things you can find in this room, and I definitely suggest checking out our friend Provost Park Pass on YouTube. They have lots of videos about hidden things like that. But one thing that I find is really cool is that the names on the gifts are all names of Imagineers or cast members that they want to honor, most of which have worked on that ride. And then the last thing, as you leave this ride, you don't get the typical ghost in your Doom buggy. As you leave, you get a Jack Skellington version of a Christmas gift. And for the last several years, they had one, like every third or fourth one gets like this pop-up like graveyard that had a question mark. But I noticed this year it was different. Ooh. The people that had the pop-up, it was a witch. It wasn't the graveyard. So that's something to look
interesting.
At. Yes. So that is a lot of information about the Haunted Mansion holiday. It is definitely a guest favorite, but that is all we have for you today. And we hope you enjoyed this spectacular episode of the Disney Kids podcast, and we will see you real soon.